Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're joined today by John Bates, Vice President at Progress Software and Founder and Chief Technical Officer of Apamos Software. Welcome, John.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
John, can you tell us what algorithmic trading is all about?
Sure. Algorithmic trading is using computer algorithms to replace or to augment what traders in investment banks and hedge funds used to do manually. So rather than sitting there with their eight screens watching for patterns in market data, and then when they detect them, calculating certain analytics in their head and placing orders in the market, now they have algorithms to actually watch the market data and analyze patterns in the data that indicate trading opportunities and to place those trades into the market and manage them automatically.
Well, in what way does event-driven operations play a role in algorithmic trading?
Well, event-driven computing, or complex event processing, as some people are calling it, is a technique in which rapidly changing data or events, streams, are analyzed in the context of business operations, and patterns are detected and actions can be automatically taken to respond to opportunities or threats. Now, algorithmic trading is a great example of an event-driven application, and so event processing techniques are being successfully employed in order to enable algorithmic tradings to happen. So event-driven engines are being used to host algorithmic trading strategies, which feed on market data, detect patterns, and place and manage orders in the market.
I understand that virtualization has a role in this process as well. Can you touch on that?
Sure. Well, what some people are calling business activity monitoring, or BAM, is the concept of visualizing real-time data and real-time patterns and providing business users a high-level view of what's going on inside the business. And so this is being used successfully in trading. Traders have always used visualizations such as graphs, charts, order management, order blotters, techniques on their screens. But what is happening in the context of event processing is that they're monitoring activity such as where has an algorithm got to in terms of how much of the order has it placed into the market, how profitable is it, which of my 100 algorithms are performing the most profitably, and so on and so forth. So high-level graphical dashboards are being used by traders, also by compliance officers, by risk officers, to analyze opportunity and threats in the capital market. So it's not just necessarily how's the trading going, it might be which trading is breaching risk rules, which trading is breaching compliance rules. So humans are getting real-time feedback, and they're able to act and intervene in the process if they need to. So it's not always totally autonomous. Humans may be coming in, tweaking it, and adjusting it as required.
John, speaking of the algorithms, are you finding that most of the algorithms used in these environments and these applications are newly invented algorithms, or are they more often than not tweaks and improvements being made to long-standing pattern matching algorithms?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, John, because it started off that people were using well-understood algorithms, and I'll give you a few examples. There's one called the volume-weighted average price algorithm, or VWAP, which is used very commonly. It's a nice, simple way of slicing up big orders into smaller chunks and placing them in the market to hide the quantity of what you're doing and to make it easier bite-sized chunks for the market to absorb. That's an interesting phenomenon with that is people noticed that, for example, people were working out how that was working and other algorithms were front-running the orders or taking advantage of the patterns. So people started tweaking that algorithm to slightly randomize its behavior to make it more effective by people not being able to work out what was going on. So that's one side, using well-understood algorithms and tweaking them. The other side of the coin is that some really advanced hedge funds and proprietary trading firms are watching the market all the time, trying to spot new opportunities such as a new arbitrage opportunity. And when they spot that, they want to develop a completely new algorithm to capitalize upon it. And they want to do that rapidly, ideally using graphical modeling tools, which come with many event processing systems, which they can then deploy into their engine and have up and running quickly, because they want to get it done quickly to beat their competitors. So it's both a combination of tweaking existing approaches and developing completely new algorithms for competitive advantage.
Great, John. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more information on algorithmic trading?
Well, absolutely. You can certainly have a look at some of the articles on the Progress Apama website, which is www.progress.com/Apama. And then, of course, there's a wide variety of specialist journals in the financial space, such as Waters magazine, that people can read to find out more of what's going on.
Great. And Apama is spelled APAMA. Is that correct?
That's correct, John. APAMA.
And so it's
www.progress.com/Apama.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, sir.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.